know. Why would they have a class like this? It's at, we were just talking about it when the commercials were playing at Florida Gulf Coast University. Like, why have a class that's so divisive? Will anything good come out of a class that has to do with, what is it called? White racism is the name of the course.
Yeah.
And it says, what it will do is, it's slated to cover the concept of race and examine the racist ideologies, laws, policies, and practices that have allowed white racial domination over those racialized as non-white. And they will post two police officers at the door to the classroom for when you go in. And the professor hasn't been threatened with violence yet, but a few people did wish him ill. Like, I just wonder, like, I don't know, is that...
A good
it seems
idea?
Like you're asking for you're asking for it to be like a situation,
maybe, right? But maybe it's it's time that it got discussed. I guess I heard Calton make a good point. I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before about we don't see it. And then Monica's brought this up to me too. It's like we don't see it, but we shouldn't downplay somebody else's. Mm-hmm. Opinions or feelings on race and that kind of thing.
Right.
And it was like hit on because I know we always say like, isn't everybody just overreacting a little bit? White guys, black guys, mm-hmm. Hispanics, whatever it is. And, I guess however they put it, I was like, all right, that makes a little bit of sense. And maybe this is the time for a course like this, but I'm just thinking if you have to put cops on, cops outside the door,
yeah.
Maybe it's not the best. Listen.
They did note some of the 50 students enrolled in the class have expressed concern for their own safety.
Then don't take the class.
Yeah, if you're worried about being
right.
safe.
If you're worried about your own safety, don't take the real simple way around that one. Just don't take it.
What happens if that's like the only class that you need to graduate?
Can you imagine?
It's a brand new class. There's no way in hell that's the only class you need to graduate. And I'm assuming it would fall under sociology.
Yeah, probably something. Right?
And what are they actually...
I took a race relations class.
Did you?
At Hofstra. I did take a race relations class.
You got
class.
An F in it? Or?
No. I don't remember what I got.
What's it called? Black people are bad?
I do remember taking a lot of heat when we were talking about affirmative action.
Keep it white, keep it right.
No, I don't remember.
102.
But this is...
You passed 101.
But you got to realize now, this is going back... 22 years ago?
Can we keep this going?
I love how you're trying to move on from it.
I'm not trying to move on. I took the course. Right. How about the fact I took the course?
Early 90s is what would it have been called then? 25 years ago.
It was just called race relations. It was when I was temporarily a sociology major. And I had to fix that.
You were a sociology major?
What are you talking about right now?
I'm going to tell you what happened.
There was a horrible mistake?
No.
Clerical error.
Oh, are you all done yet? When I transferred courses into Hofstra, I guess the way they were lining up, the easiest way for me to get out on time was to become a sociology major. I was like, all right, what do I care? So I went and did that. And then I quickly realized that I don't care about anybody else's problems. So I went into communications.
Exactly.
You don't give a crap about cliques and niches and all that stuff.
It didn't take all that long. But I remember passing those classes easy because a lot of it was essay. And if there was one thing I was able to do was write and lie my way through it.
Or BS, right.
And both.
Yeah.
So I took that course. I thought that course was really interesting, too. But it was just... Like I said, if you took the other side, not racist side or anything like that, but let's take affirmative action. I was just, and I remember saying that with affirmative action, I wouldn't want a job based on my color.
Mm-hmm.
That was just that was the side I took. And it was like, kaboom, like I lit a fuse.
No. Oh.
And I was like, all right, listen, I don't know what to tell you. You guys asked me my opinion. I'm just saying I would want a job based on my merits, not on my color. But that's, I guess, in hindsight, easy for me to say because my color wasn't going to come into play.
And that doesn't always happen. You're looking at it in the wrong terms. What if you had the right skills and they didn't give you a job because of the color of your skin?
Right, but the law on the books was... The affirmative action laws was about you would get an advantage over me. somebody who was a minority would get advantage
no,
over me
it would,
if we had the same skills. If I remember correctly, it's like I said, it's been a very long time, and I don't know the ins and outs of that law.
There were clearly flaws with it, and I see what you're saying. It wasn't stated in that in those laws saying that you get an advantage. It was more of a, if a company had X amount of quota to fill and you both had the same skills, the person in charge of hiring might go with someone of a different skin color because they have this quota, which is, that's a flaw. That's not right either. I'm not saying it is.
So it was basically like the Rooney rule.
Yeah, I guess so.
Where in the NFL, you have to at least interview one African-American coach before you can make a hire.
Yeah, which is, which I understand why stuff like that is put in place, because it should be, but it's not perfect. No system is perfect, and that's the bottom line.
Right.
And that's the part that sucks.
But I was, you know, when I took that course, I was just like, well, you know, I just, and it wasn't coming from, I mean, you guys can all sit here and joke or whatever it was, but when I made that statement, I wasn't coming from a racist place. I was coming from a real thought process of, I don't want a job because of anything but my accomplishments.
I hope that in that class you learned that it's not that. Like, that I can understand that that's your mentality going into it. But leaving that class, I hope you understood a lot more, where you know it wasn't about that.
I was high all the time. Didn't really.
Man, come on.
You want me to be honest?
Yeah.
You want me to be honest? I'm being honest.
So how do you spend money on a class and you go in there high?
You know, obviously.
I just needed to get out.
People do it all the time.
I just needed to get out. Do you understand? I wanted out of college. Let it be done.
You don't know the philosophy. You go to class high, you get high grades.
Right.
Solid logic, JR.
Yeah. That's how I graduated.
You know how many times I went to college, couldn't find a parking spot, and left?
Oh, my God.
Commuter school. Oh, it was like 13,000 kids coming in cars. It can happen.
USF is a commuter school, and I would actually, the first time I figured it out, and I'm with you, I understand, drove around following people. It was horrible. So you know what I did? I got to school at 7 in the morning, so I would have a spot, and I sat there and studied and did stuff.
Well, look at you.
You're better than me, nerd.
No, I am a nerd. I'm not better than anyone. I'm a nerd, but I'm saying you can't give up just because there's no parking space.
It sucked. And Raj, it wasn't a commuter school. There were commuters.
Yeah,
but there were also towers and plenty of housing on campus.
Yeah, same
with
mine, but it was considered a commuter school because we actually had more commuters than we did residents.
Was it not that way yours? I think at Hofstra might have been 50-50. I don't know.
What I'm saying is there's a lot of cars. You're not battling 300 kids. Yeah. You're battling a couple thousand.
And we had a security guy that would get off on towing your car away or throwing a boot on. And my whole issue with that was, like, I'm paying at the time $15,000 a year to go to school, right? Which at the time was a lot of money, you know?
Right.
Who's paying $15,000 a year? But the professors always got the good parking spots. I was like, sons of bitches, I'm paying top dollar to go to school here.
You're getting paid.
And you're getting the spots? How about, like, you know, when you own a business, most people who own a business don't park right up front. They'll park in the back and give the good spots to the customers.
Right. Yeah.
That's right.
Well, the way I looked at it was, I was a customer.
Yeah.
Well, you know what you do? You go to class and don't blow it off, and then you become a professor, and then you get the good parking spot.
Oh. Why the hell do I want to be a professor?
Because you want the good parking spot.
No.
Really, that's the whole reason why I can't.
At that point, I was out of school. You know, I was getting out.
You had no class?
Call me something.
You were like, school on Saturday.
You like, school on Thanksgiving, Albert. No class.
We used to have, it was,
but the tow
we had
truck
four, 2,000 people living on our campus, 12,000 commuted into the school, so I was truly a commuter school, unlike yours, maybe 50 right. right? They used to park, and they did these little islands with, like, Belgian block borders or whatever, and little islands around the lamppost in the parking lot. People would put their wheel up, and they'd be up on these islands, and the exact same thing. They would get booted. They would just take a shot. There were so many cars with so few parking spaces, they would take the chance that the guy didn't have time to tow every car.
Right.
And they would actually play the odds that if they put it in a certain place and they wouldn't get towed because he'd find his sweet spots.
What I would do too is, like, if I got a ticket, I would hold on to it and just put the ticket back underneath my windshield wiper all the time.
Oh my God, what are you doing?
That's good.
Oh,
so it looks like you already got one.
What do you mean?
He
what am I doing?
You can't cheat the system like that. You
don't tell me what I can and cannot do. I did it.
God.
That actually makes sense. What are you talking about?
Why keep racking them up?
Why not park in the space you're supposed
to? Because there's no freaking spot.
So walk or get there early. Play by the rules.
Walk. You shut up.
Walk from where?
From forever away. I had to do it before.
Well, you're an idiot. What can I tell you?
I'm playing by the rules.
Well, go ahead. How'd that get you?
Got me my degree in mass comm with A's, with a magna cum laude.
Did you get that?
And yeah.
I got B's.
And we're
okay. I don't want to be rude.
What? I got better grades than you did.
Okay.
I got all A's.
All right. And never mind. I don't think you can imagine where I'm going in my head.
Well,
I don't know where you're going. Say it out loud.
That she probably had a DNR report card?
No, I never want. What are you getting at? I don't understand.
No.
Just
the grades aren't everything in mass comm.
Right.
Oh, no, they're not. I understand that they don't matter now in real life, but I'm proud of what I did. It's an accomplishment.
I'm proud of you, too.
Are you proud that you took like a ticket and parked somewhere else and put it under your windshield again?
Actually.
Yeah, you know why?
It's
called street smarts.
It's not something to be proud of.
There are people going, that's a good idea.
It's not something I'm proud of. I'm not looking for a pat on the back for it. It's just something I did to get by. What would you rather me do?
Walk.
Put the ticket under my windshield and not get another ticket or get booted or get towed or get to school, turn around and go home? What's better?
Why are those the only two options?
JP, personally, I'm just disappointed that you didn't get out of the car with, a walker. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
because you're pretty much doing the same thing.
Like, okay. You went all the
Funny
way. You might, you might as well finish
Wait
it out. You know what I mean?
Funny story about that. Funny story about that. So, one-legged Derek, my doctor friend, at the time had to take a couple of courses there. I think it was for a semester for towards his medical stuff. He was just trying to catch up because he missed classes, whatever. And my friend Kevin also was going to school there and for business. And he was driving his mom's car or his dad's car and had a, never forget this, had a handicap sticker on the car.
Very nice.
So one time I see his car in the handicap spot, and Derek is walking on his one leg.
Oh, my God.
But it was legit.
Kevin didn't have any problems, though. He used his spot.
Well, somebody had to drive Derek there.
Derek drove.
I guess.
No, Derek drove.
Oh, he just walked with him?
Derek drove. No, not with him.
Not even?
No.
Oh,
Kevin parked in the handicap spot because his father was, considered handicapped.
Blocked Derek.
For whatever reason. He scammed the system to get a handicap pass. So he's parked. Kevin, who's perfectly fine, was parked in a handicap spot, and Derek is walking across the parking lot on one leg.
That's not right, dude. Come on.
But at the time, it was hysterical. Now... but move forward. Derek, who is entitled to have a handicap pass, does not use it.
Oh, he doesn't?
Does not use it. No.
There you go.
He doesn't. I even asked him to. We were going to a concert.
You can't even tell when he's around you that he has a fake leg. You can't tell.
No.
Wait, he walks? He's got it down so good. You have no idea.
Unless he pulls it off so we can drink out of it.
Right. Exactly. That was the first time I knew.
Yeah.
That's still
drinking out of that dude's leg. I love that kid. He's great.
As long as we've been doing the show, I've known you for 20 years plus, but
you never
I think Derek's
song?
Been around. No, but I think Derek's been around the whole time. And
Derek's been around since I'm in grade school.
Right. And no, I believe you love that kid.
As are most of my friends. JR, you were about to say something. What were you about? I'm sorry, but I was just going with that story.
No, that was pretty much it. I was just surprised that if you went that far to put the handicap sticker on the thing, you should have walked out with a cane.
I didn't put a handicap sticker. You're missing it. I put a ticket.
Oh,
I got a ticket in the beginning of the semester.
Oh.
And then what I did was, every time I was parked in a place I shouldn't have parked because I couldn't find anything, I would take that same ticket and put it under my windshield so they would drive by and think I already got popped for it.
Oh, that's so intelligent. That's so smart.
I know. Not according to Monica.
So beating the system, right, JR?
Yeah.
This is perfect.
I'm just surprised I didn't do that in college. I got so many tickets, and I just paid them and just,
Did you?
Yeah.
Did they have the thing where you couldn't graduate without paying all your tickets?
Yeah, all your tickets.
I don't understand how if everybody's scamming the system, why are there still no parking spots? Everybody's, I don't understand how everybody's not following the rules. and there's still no parking spots?
There's no spots because the colleges over-register. They'll take dollars from anybody and get in. They don't care if you have a dorm bed or a parking space. They're taking more than they need to.
If you took morning, classes, no problem. If you took afternoon classes, problem.
Absolutely a problem. So take morning classes or that's just not happening.
What if the classes aren't available that you need? You know, it's all about the availability of the classes and everything else that goes along with it.
I'm going to figure it out.
Stop being jealous. Just figure it out. Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
I'm not jealous at all. I know I could never do that. You weren't ever paranoid while you were putting the same thing on there? You weren't.
What was the worst thing that was going to happen? I wasn't going to jail. Worst thing that was going to happen, they were either going to give me another ticket, which I would hold on to and use at another time.
Oh, my God.
Or they were going to tow me away. I mean, what was the worst that was going to happen? Right. What do you want me to be guilty?
Think
I was
about
paying $15,000 a year. You think I'm going to feel guilty? Are you nuts?
I was
doing an internship. They had, ready for this? I was doing an internship, and this is how it works. They were literally doing nothing for me. I was taking my classes, and then I had the internship that was worth 3 or 6 credits. I had to pay them thousands of dollars for them to do absolutely nothing and me work for free.
Somewhere else.
So
off
you
campus.
Think I gave a rat's ass about getting over them on parking? What are you, nuts? They did zero to give me those credits. All somebody did was put them in the computer. Bink. That's all they did. And they charged me thousands of dollars.
Is this an approved internship? Yes. Okay.
I think at the time we were paying like $1,200 or $1,300 a credit. So they charged me thousands and thousands of dollars to do an internship for me to work for free. Right. And they
happens. What about that happens to, you're not the only person in the world.
But now they get paid.
But that's why he's saying at the time he wasn't worried about parking, paying a parking fee because they were making so much money off of doing nothing.
They were getting over on me. Why wouldn't I try to get over on them?
We just have different brains.
Clearly. Let's take a quick poll. Brett, if the opportunity came in front of you, which would you choose? To get there hours early and study in your car so you can get a parking spot? Or if you had a way to get over on the system?
Study in the car, you go in the library.
Which one would you do? Right.
Well, you don't necessarily want to get over on the system, but I do love that parking ticket.
Yeah.
Trick you did.
There's one.
No problem with
Raj,
it.
Raj, there's two.
I would put that ticket the next day and the day after that. Because what are the odds they're going to walk over to your car and look at the date on it?
Exactly.
And if you keep moving to different places, they're not going to see you there 3 days in a row in the same spot if you're small.
That's 3 out of 5. Can we go for 4? JR, where you at?
Yeah, I love that ticket idea.
How you living, Monica?
Happy and legal-like and on the up and up.
It's only the campus. It's not really illegal. It's just parking on a campus. It's not like we're real police.
If I was taking handicap spots away, I can hear see you bitching about it.
I'm not bitching about it. I'm just saying I don't know. I don't understand. No, you do you. It's already done. And if I'm honestly not surprised that you did it. I'm surprised that I've never heard of that done before, but I'm not surprised that you thought of it. But that's just not how I live. And you can't be surprised by that.
And I did it at 2 different schools.
Of course you did.
Yes.
You worked at both schools, Casey Kasem?
You sure did. Every once in a while, they would look around, and especially when I was at Dallin. Every once in a while that they would look around and give me a new ticket, whatever. But, you know, you just change parking.
That's fantastic. Easy. How what was the longest you used one ticket?
I don't remember.
Weeks, really? Because I would use it a few days and then start to worry about it.
Yeah, but you got
to
realize
it starts getting worn, rained on, whatever.
I didn't have to park illegally every single time, so I only used that trick when I had to.
Mm.
Mm. You know,
keep it dry and protected in the glove box, just in case.
Yep.
On 102.5 The Bone.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.